had to happen eventually. I should finally be mad at me.
I forgot about that.
Fuck you, Great Khali. You fucking... I'm trying to think of what I could say that's politically correct. You fucking retard. You fucking derp-faced, giant piece of shit. Fuck you. Fuck your family. Fuck all 1 billion people from your country who don't like automated cars. Fuck your pollution. Fuck you.
You forgot his chicken legs.
Fuck that too. You fucking cost me my title, which I don't know where it's at, because I actually used it for its purpose of being a fanny pack. I think it's upstairs in my room somewhere. I don't know.
That's fine.
This is how much effort I'm putting into this show right now. Put as much effort as SmackDown is putting into their fucking booking.
Road Dogg, go home.
Jesus Christ. What is the point of AJ losing to Kevin Owens just to retain the title 2 days later?
Yeah, that confused me. Even if it was just to get Jericho into the mix, that was still weird, which didn't expect him coming back either.
It's not a SmackDown show. This is a pay-per-view show. What's the point of Natty winning when we know she's not going to win the belt? Why is Charlotte not in the top spot? Or at the very least, Becky Lynch. Why is Naomi still with the title? And why didn't she have a match at the pay-per-view?
Yeah, it was weird.
The only good thing about that pay-per-view was the kickoff match. Not the kickoff show match, where Aiden English actually won.
What? I didn't even see that.
I meant the first official match of the pay-per-view.
New Day
versus the Usos, where the New Day finally won the belts.
I didn't even see half that match because I was doing stuff.
Yeah, that was a good match. That was the match of the night, which should not have been said when you have Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles. Then we had the flag match, which I always get bugged with those flag matches because countries' flags end up on the ground most of the match.
Yeah, when I realized that, I was like, ooh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
It's, God, thank God for Game of Thrones. Which we watched, and we had the WWE Network on an iPad while we were watching Game of Thrones. Thank God for that. Because, God, that pay-per-view was terrible.
It was pretty bad.
I didn't even want to stay up for the main event. I just ended up staying up for the main event. That was terrible, too.
Yeah. Was. I don't think those matches are good at all, the Punjabi prison match.
It's a stupid match.
It is. It really is, because all those holes were so big they could actually fit through them. I didn't realize they were that big.
Yeah. God, so stupid. And I don't know why Randy Orton stopped when freaking the Great Khali was lumbering down there. Someone was like, oh, it's a Great Khali run-in. On Twitter, I responded to them. I was like, at best, it's a jaunt down to the ring. Yeah. It's not a run-in.
Not to mention, Randy could have easily just hit him in the nuts, and he would have fallen.
Yeah. God, that match sucked. Pay-per-view sucked. SmackDown just sucks in general right now. Like, Shinsuke versus Baron Corbin sucked. Shinsuke won via DQ. God, it's just a terrible pay-per-view.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
And it wasn't really terrible in the way it was booked. Like, I have no problem with really any of the results other than Kevin Owens winning just to lose 2 days later. It was just boring.
Yeah, the way that everything...
I do have a problem with Natty winning, only because... Not that I don't think Natty deserves a shot at the title. Because I've never done anything with her to build her up.
Yeah,
like, she's always been...
She's just like Lance Storm and Tyson Kidd, where... She's really talented as a wrestler.
They just don't do anything with her.
Yeah.
As long as she doesn't have any charisma, I enjoy her.
She has more charisma.
They just don't build her up. Just like if Dolph Ziggler all of a sudden won the title, I'm like, great, I love Dolph, but there was no build-up for that.
So you could only get so excited.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, God,
and that explains SmackDown to a T right now. Like, I like the matchups, some of the matchups that they have, but there's no build-up to it, and it... Whatever build-up they have.
The storytelling's terrible.
It's terrible, yeah. Road Dogg, go to the Performance Center and train some people, or just stop booking.
No, he shouldn't train any people. He was a terrible wrestler. He's just terrible. I never liked him. I never liked the New Age Outlaws. I barely like Billy Gunn. God, he's...
I think you only like Billy Gunn because of the moments that Mike had rooting for Billy Gunn.
That's pretty much the only why I enjoyed seeing Billy Gunn.
Billy,
Mike,
no!
Mike had such a fascination with Billy Gunn. Especially when it was the Chuck and Billy thing, which made me start questioning Mike. Well, he's got a girlfriend, so I guess he's alright. God, but I have zero energy. Because I didn't even want to do this video. Because I don't care.
Yeah, I like how you left the washing machine on, too.
Well, I gotta get my laundry done. I'm going on a trip.
I'm not gonna question it. I don't particularly care.
God. It's just SmackDown. And if anybody's wondering about the tape, I've got a Band-Aid on because I've got a small little spider bite that got infected. So keep the Band-Aid on there. I didn't try to kill myself. But watching that pay-per-view, I thought about it. It's like, watch this pay-per-view or end it all.
This video is the epitome of you watching that U.S. title change hands at a house show without the belt.
You mean TV title?
TV title, yes.
God, it's just... Oh, my God.
Poor Lex Luger right here. I got a title.
I've got nothing good to say about that pay-per-view.
I don't even like the fact that I won.
It sucks that I lost my title on a shit pay-per-view too.
I don't like the fact that I won it off of that pay-per-view. That's how bad it was.
The only thing good to come out of that pay-per-view, other than the New Day winning the titles, is the fact that I think we're finally done with Jinder and Randy.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously going to be John Cena and Jinder at SummerSlam.
Yeah, because I don't think Shinsuke is going to be Cena's first try.
Yeah.
And they want to hype up SummerSlam. I think WWE really wants to make SummerSlam the second biggest pay-per-view of the year. Because it used to be that way in the late 80s, early 90s. It was always WWE's second highest purchased pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, so, if you look at the past SummerSlams from the past few years, it seems like that's what they've been trying to do.
Yeah, so I think Cena breaking Flair's record, that really should be a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It really should. But you know what? I don't want Jinder to have that belt anymore, so fuck it. Have him win at SummerSlam. I don't care at this point.
I just want to see him
against somebody
with more charisma, but given how SmackDown has been, I don't even know if that's going to help.
No. I think Jinder works best in the mid-card and as a face. I enjoyed him in the three-man band. I thought he was funny.
I don't know if he could even call him a face then. He was more of a just in the comedy group neutral.
Yeah, but I mean, usually when that's a comedy group, their faces sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
But anyways, I enjoyed him in that, like, because he does have personality, does have charisma, but in this massive heel role, I don't know. I don't buy it.
I just don't think they've booked him well enough for him to get over in the heel role yet.
No, they booked him shittily.
Because
how do you go from freaking being buried on Raw to number one contender?
The champ?
It's just fucked.
Yeah, it's been done all wrong, and I feel like it's done him a disservice. Because I liked him on that, Jericho podcast?
Yeah.
I liked him.
He's got charisma.
And I want to see what he does. I want to see what he can do. I really do. I hope that this is not the extent of it. I hope that he does more. I hope he can do more. But...
Oh, as soon as he loses that belt, he's getting buried again.
Yeah,
He's going to take the Dolph Ziggler role, just plummet. Oh, but yeah, SmackDown is just fucking clusterfuck. And right now, the WWE is just killing me. Like, just everything about the WWE is killing me, which is why I'm glad we've changed the format of this podcast.
Yeah.
Mostly because it's good views. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like, it's killing me, and I'm glad we don't do this every week now for this podcast.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that interested in WWE.
Like, the only thing I care about right now is that Fatal 4-Way from Raw.
Yeah, that's it. Because I don't really like what they're doing with Finn Balor.
Yeah,
like, I'm not interested at all in his feud with
Bray. You already know how I felt about the fact that they had him off with Elias Samson.
Yeah,
and then they killed the momentum with Bray because of that. And that's what annoys me a lot.
Yeah, I'm tired of The Miz and Dean Ambrose. Like, I like what The Miz is doing with The Misfits. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of Dean facing off against them.
Yeah, they need to move them away from each other now.
Yeah, because that feud has lasted long enough, and I do like some good long feuds, and this feud had its moments.
Yeah.
But it's run its course now, and if they picked it up in a few months down the road, especially if neither one of them has the title, we've moved the title off to somebody else, I could do with that, because I like reoccurring feuds. Like, Shawn Michaels and Bret, it started in the tag division, died off.
Yeah.
Then it rekindled in the IC world, died off. And then, holy shit, did it come back with vengeance in the WWE title thing.
Yeah.
Same with, like, Austin and The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H and The Rock.
Yep.
You know, Triple H and Austin.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, they feuded for a bit, then they were off. And they came back, and that's how you build really good, like, rivalries and feuds is you let it breathe after
a while. Oh, yeah, Kane and The Undertaker, too. That spanned, like, decades.
Yeah. That's really all you got to do. We don't have a few... It takes two guys who have, like, just natural charisma together to have a feud last the whole year. And where, like I said, Dean and The Miz have their moments... They don't have that much charisma
They need to let it cool.
Yeah, because as of right now, of any kind of feud that I think that could last the whole year that I would like to see in the WWE, I'm liking Braun and Roman.
Yeah, for the most part.
I want to see Finn and Joe go back at it, because that feud...
That would be a good one.
God, I don't know. It didn't last the whole year in NXT, but damn, was it just good for the entire time.
Yeah, definitely. And I didn't even get a chance to really see it. I need to go back and watch some of that, because I think I've seen, like, maybe one or two matches out of that.
I really liked Dolph and Cena when they had their feud that lasted, like, 6 months.
Oh, yeah, the one that we saw that it happens to be the New Year's Raw filmed on a Saturday.
Because that's the things like... I think Dolph works good on his own as a face. Mm-hmm. I don't think he works good on his own as a heel, which is why I kind of suggest...
He kind of needs... Yeah,
which is why when we did that one video, which if I look for it and actually spend time doing this video, why I said that, like, Baron Corbin should become the Kevin Nash to his Shawn Michaels, kind of thing like that. Pair him with a massive heel who can, like, do his dirty work. And you get both of them over, because the big heel... Maybe pair him with Cass.
That could probably work, because they don't have prior history.
Yeah. Pair him with Cass, like...
Hell, yeah. After you...
Move Cass to SmackDown.
Yeah, move Cass to SmackDown.
And just have... And you don't necessarily need to put Dolph in the title picture. Maybe put him in the U.S. title picture against AJ.
Yeah.
And just have, like, Cass do his dirty work.
And then we'd have some fantastic matches with AJ and Ziggler again.
And then maybe you put Cass in the title picture... against whoever the champ's going to be, maybe Cena, maybe Shinsuke, maybe whoever.
Yeah.
And Cass wins the WWE title. Ziggler's got the U.S. title, the lesser title. You can start a feud between those two.
Yeah.
Because Dolph gets jealous of Cass, and it doesn't have to be heel versus heel. You can turn one of them face. It doesn't really matter.
You just heard 6 months worth of booking that won't happen.
No, you did, and...
God. And it's gold.
You know, I think me and Plumpy from What Culture should be the head writers for WWE. Because, like, I love his how WWE should book something, where he, like, talks about something in the future, or how they should have booked something.
Yeah.
Which, though, how you should have booked something, that's all hindsight 2020.
Yeah.
And that's kind of easy to cherry pick sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just, it's like, that would be kind of a cool thing to go. Because, A, it'd give Cass something to do, because... I don't like where they're going with Enzo and Cass right now, because
they keep letting it linger.
Yeah, and Cass is probably going to end up jobbing out to the Big Show.
Yeah,
which kills his momentum against an old guy who's going to retire soon.
Yeah, he's going to retire. It's just a matter of how many months.
Yeah, and like teaming Cass with, and I don't say like a tag team, like they don't tag them.
No,
have them have singles matches,
but they're like allies.
Yeah. It's like Cass comes with Ziggler to the ring, Ziggler goes with Cass to the ring, and
you know, run-ins and all that jazz.
Yeah, and they just help each other out, and it would do so much for both of them. It gives Ziggler something to do, and it gives Cass something to do.
Yeah, it gives Cass the rub from Ziggler, a veteran, and then it revitalizes Ziggler.
Yeah, because Cass ain't that good on the mic, and when Ziggler can do stuff on the mic. Like, when he was a heel against Cena, he was spouting off all kinds of shit, and it was good.
Yeah.
And when he was a face against The Miz, that freaking heartfelt, like, if I don't win the IC belt, I'm retiring.
Yeah.
That shit was gold. So, I mean, Ziggler's got it in him. So, if you pair these two together and let them rub off one another, so it's like Ziggler can get wins because Cass will interfere, and Cass can get the rub off a veteran and a better speaker than him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the thing is, like, I know Enzo's fucked now that he doesn't have a big guy to work with, because he's so tiny he's just gonna get squashed.
Yeah, you might as well put him on 205.
But he can speak.
Yeah.
And Cass is just a big dude but can't speak. And also the problem with Cass is he's a big dude that doesn't have a physique.
Yeah, he's okay as a wrestler, but yeah, you're right. His physique has gone to shit since he went to the main roster.
Well, he never had that great of physique anyways. Yeah, it's true.
But it's gotten worse.
Yeah, he's a big dude who's strong. But he's not like a big dude like Big Show is, to where it's like, all right, that guy's not cut because there's something wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
he's just a big dude.
Well, the funny thing is, Big Show's more cut than Cass.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing, the cast needs to rock Kevin Nash's old gear. Like, the long pants, like... Because I've always felt, and it always bugs me when guys are wearing the trunks and they're not cut.
Yeah.
Because that just bugs me. It's kind of like, The Miz and CM Punk are on that borderline. It's like, they're not fat, but they're not really ripped, and they're small guys, and I always get bugged by small guys wearing the trunks. Because when I think of the trunks, I think of guys like Triple H, The Rock, Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, you know, the guys with the bigger physique.
Stone Cold before he got his neck broke. Because he was more defined before he got his neck broke.
But I'll tell you one thing, even after his neck broke, though, Austin's arms were just...
Oh, that's all he could do. He's like, gotta get these arms. Yeah. Gotta get these arms.
Yeah, it's always like, I always felt like the bigger guys, I felt better with them wearing the trunks. And like the smaller guys should do like the Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart thing.
Yeah.
Wear the pants, or maybe even the singlet.
Though it always bugged me when Jericho switched to the trunks.
I hate Jericho in the trunks. I've never gotten used to that.
And since he's older now, he just can't get in the same shape as he used to. It's kind of gross.
We're kind of getting on body shaming. I don't want to body shame anybody.
I'm just saying,
I feel the trunks are reserved for the bodybuilding figure types in the WWE. And if you don't have that kind of, like, just straight Arnold Schwarzenegger V, you should probably stick to the pants. Because it's better visually.
Yeah.
Like, I'm body shaming people. I'm not even trying to, but I'm just
saying. Yeah, it's not meant to do that, but it's just the look of it.
I'm built like Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, CM Punk. I've got that same kind of build. It's like I'm muscular. I've got kind of a V going, but I've got big hips, so it's hard for me to get the full V because like I wear like a 33, and that's about as small as my waist is gonna go. Because like if you like poke my sides, there ain't no fat there. It's just boom hips. So.
And now you know the smallest size you can go is 33.
I might be able to get to a 32, but yeah, it's just kind of like... But it's one of those things. I'd rock pants. I would definitely rock pants if I were...
If I was ripped, not like I was at AwesomeCon, which was... I'm not that gross.
Which, by the way, that is going to be the picture for this thumbnail since you brought it up. No, and like one of the few like small guys who like I like with the trunks... is Finn Balor. Mostly because that dude is fucking ripped.
He needs to eat a carb.
Yeah, I do love that. Dude, eat a carb. And I feel like Seth Rollins could get away with it, but I like Seth Rollins rocking the pants.
Yeah.
This podcast quickly broke down to a fashion show. And I like Ziggler going to the pants. Like, I never mind that he was wearing, like, the booty shorts. Because Ziggler, you know, is one of those guys who's got a good physique.
Freaking ripped, yeah.
But I definitely like him better with the pants.
Yeah. I like it better when he veers away from the Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart look of those pants. Though, don't get me wrong, I do like some of those trunks, but I was like, you're biting off of both of them a little too hard. Let's go with, the metal look or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I do like that metal look. And what culture's brought this up, though? It's tough for him to be a heel, taken seriously as a heel when he's got the American flag draped on him.
Yes, that is confusing. You need to stop wearing those tights as a heel. It's very confusing. It's like, I don't know if I'm supposed to boo him. I don't want to, because the flag's right there. I don't know.
Well, I don't boo him anyways.
I don't see him anyways.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of taking like a mini hiatus right now. Like, he's doing stuff, but he's also doing his comedy and other things like that.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, like, is he doing his comedy again?
Yeah, because he did a house show the other night. It was, who did he team up with? It was him... Maybe it was him and Owens versus AJ and Shinsuke.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
The fuck did he team up with? I don't think it was Owens though.
I mean, the only people it could have been is like Owens, Corbin, or
I gotta go look on either the WWE Instagram or his Instagram.
Or maybe it wasn't the Corbin. Drama King, whatever his fucking name is.
Oh, that's gonna bug the shit out of me. Maybe it was Owens. I don't think it was Owens. Oh,
there's just not that many heels.
No, it was kind of a weird team up. That doesn't make sense on paper. It wasn't gender, I know that.
Yeah, but too high up on the card currently.
Yeah. Though shouldn't be. Gender should not be over Ziggler, but that's a different story. But anyways, we're going to wrap it up here because we're done talking about the pay-per-view. Nelson's the new Clash of the Champ.
Yeah, I wish it was a better pay-per-view to win it on, though.
Yeah, I could take losing it for a better pay-per-view. And the deciding factor wasn't frickin'...
That match, the Punjabi prison match?
Yeah, if the deciding factor was like a surprise, like you pick Becky to win the women's five-way, I'd be like, all right, I can do that. But no. That's my review of the pay-per-view.
Yep.
My review of SmackDown, too.
Yeah.
So I would normally end to say watch wrestling, but...
Watch some classic good wrestling.
Yeah, if you got WWE Network.
Or watch New Japan. I don't care.
Japan's fine. I should have worn my New Japan shirt for this.
Yeah. It's going to be weird if, like, Global Force Wrestling becomes a better product. Since it's not the old TNA people anymore.
Yeah.
It might...
That's the podcast. Check out our video game podcast.
Yep. Yeah.